good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and crabbing and whatever happens to come to mind today. Chris Klaproth is our producer this morning, both hours of the show, and I think a little later we'll have a guest rolling in here, but we'll wait and see on that. It's never a sure thing, so here we are at the beginning of what we call the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And, of course, what does that mean? Well, that means that we honor men and women who serve in our military, and in particular we honor the memory of the ones who have served and passed on, in particular those who have perished during the defense of our country, serving either at home or abroad. but it goes a little deeper than that for me. I go back to the founding of this great country, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and, you know, the folks that wrote those documents and signed the Declaration of Independence against England at the time are kind of overlooked on this day. The framers of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are overlooked on this day. And yet every day we see in our news media the freedom of the press, and, you know, tomorrow we can express the freedom of religion to go to the house of worship of our choosing. And, of course, you know, we have those inalienable rights, including, in particularly important to this audience, those expressed in the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. These are rights granted by our Creator, penned into a founding document by man, and hopefully protected by those who we elect to serve us. Anymore, that's almost become a laughingstock. And those rights that we have, for example, when someone prefers to express their point of view on a college campus, they're shouted down by people who disagree with them rather than to embrace the fact that they have that right to disagree and to speak out. But no, that voice who is opposed to their point of view is shouted down. They don't even understand the First Amendment. And these are on college campuses. And it happens time and time and time again. You know, the press, the freedom of the press has become unnamed sources. And, you know, they quote no one. They drive their own agenda and their own ideas by suggesting that some official who will remain unnamed, or suggesting that some source close to somebody has revealed something that is incriminating to someone. And it's become a game. It really has. And, you know, our country's in a bit of a turmoil right now. And I pray for our country, and I hope you do too. And I wandered far afield from Memorial Day, but it all kind of, you know, folds together. So, you know, pray for our country. Remember the great risks of the men who framed our Constitution, and in particular, then remember those who are serving our country and who served our country to protect our rights and our freedoms, and to protect our flag that proudly waves still over our country, even those who choose to live here and not live and understand this entire beautiful thing that God through man has created. So that's my speech on that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We hope that you'll join us this morning. You are kind of running the show here. Oh, we've got stuff we can talk about. No question about it. We've got things that we can talk about. I think we're going to be joined by somebody here shortly. But as that happens, or as the show unfolds, we have plenty to talk about. We have a bit of news here that came out yesterday in Washington. As in Maryland, there is what is called the Sportsman's Caucus. We have one here in Maryland within our General Assembly, and it's members of the General Assembly on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, in the House and in the Senate, who will stand up for sportsmen's issues. And they have a caucus, a group of like-minded individuals who put their political differences aside for the greater good of the subject at hand, recreational fishing, recreational hunting, and, you know, what is right in that world. Well, in Washington, we have the same thing in our federal Congress, members of the Senate, members of the House, congressmen and senators, Democrats and Republicans who are have the best interest of their citizen supporters who fish and hunt and enjoy the outdoors. And they have a support mechanism there called the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. And the president of the foundation, his picture can be found in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. His name is Jeff Crane, and I worked for Jeff for a period of 8 months from late 2007 into 2008. Got to see how the organization works on the inside and what they do for anglers and hunters around the country. And they do great work. Just got word yesterday that their state representative, young lady who I met a couple of years ago by a name of Alana, has taken an opportunity elsewhere, so she'll be moving on, and we'll be dealing with the former representative who has advanced in his career within the organization. But Alana Barracks, we wish her a lot of luck and a lot of success wherever she goes. She's a nice lady, and she's dedicated. Maryland is one of the states that she covers. So, having said all that, on May 22nd, the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus, the group of legislators in Washington who have a chairman and a vice chairman, vice chair congressman in the House, Austin Scott from Georgia, introduced a bipartisan bill to modernize the Pittman-Robertson Wildlife Restoration Act, the program that allocates funds to states across the country for wildlife conservation funding projects. Original sponsors included fellow Congressional Sportsman's Caucus leaders Congressman Jeff Duncan from South Carolina, Gene Green from Texas, and Mark Veazey, also from Texas. Now, let me tell you how this works. If you are a hunter, a shooter, an angler, or a bow hunter, or a fisherman, angler's a fisherman, when your gear is manufactured at the manufacturing level, the people who build your guns or bows or, supply your ammunition, your fishing tackle and that type of thing, even some boat motor fuel taxes, the tax is assessed on the manufacturer, an excise tax. It's an 11% excise tax. That tax is paid quarterly by the manufacturer to the Internal Revenue Service, just like you pay your income taxes. If you're, self-employed or you own a business, you pay your taxes quarterly. At one point, the ammunition manufacturers were paying it biweekly, which was a horrendous process. They had hundreds of people involved in trying to keep records and get those taxes paid, especially big manufacturers, somebody like Remington or Winchester or something like that. But that's changed. It's on now quarterly for everyone. You pay your taxes quarterly to the federal government through the Internal Revenue Service, and they go into a special fund. Firearms and ammunition, archery tackle goes into one fund called the Wildlife Restoration Fund. And the other fund on the other side with anglers and some boat motor fuel taxes and things like that go into another one that is the same type of fund for fisheries. Now, this is consequently the tax is passed on to us as consumers. when we purchase a firearm, we repay the tax to the manufacturer. It's built into the price. We purchase ammunition, we repay the tax to the manufacturer, built into the price. Fishing rod, fishing reel, fishing line, same way. The tax that was assessed at the federal level on the manufacturer is paid back to the manufacturer to cover their cost by the consumers. In effect, you and I are paying the tax on firearms, ammunition, fishing tackle, archery tackle, and so forth. Okay? What this does then, where the money goes is into a fund, two funds, like I told you. And at the end of the year, those funds are divvied up among all the states to pay for both fisheries and wildlife management, education, and so forth. Okay? Pittman Robertson, on the fishing side, it's called the Wallop Bro Sport Fish Restoration Fund. And you can read all about this, if you like, on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or whatever. So, Mr. Crane is quoted in this press release I found on the Outdoor Wire. Quote, modernizing this fund is an important step in advancing our nation's hunting heritage and furthering state-based conservation efforts, said Congressional Sportsman's Foundation President Jeff Crane. This legislation will allow states to educate the public about user pays public benefits American system of conservation funding. User pays public benefits. Look around Maryland. There are, I think, 60-some properties since in the past 100 years, let's say, have been purchased by Pittman Robertson Wallop Bro funds. That's one of the things that can be used for is to purchase properties that the public can use to participate in outdoor recreation, places where you can hunt and fish. Your wildlife management areas are good examples of those properties where the public is not restricted, okay, and it's paid for by hunting money. Again, as I explained how that money gets paid back to the manufacturer that already pays it into the system. So, user pays, that's you and me who buy ammunition and firearms, public benefits. Anybody who wants to go to a wildlife management area and hike or bike or backpack or kayak or watch birds can do so with no skin in the game. None. User pays public benefits. It's called the American System of Conservation Funding. So, what this legislation would do would expand federal and technical assistance to states for promotion and marketing of hunting education programs. Specifically, states will have enhanced opportunities to use the funds for hunter recruitment and retention programs, hunter education programs, and providing education to the non-hunting public about the role of hunters and recreational shooters in wildlife conservation. The sportsmen and women of America are the heart of wildlife conservation. And updating our nation's system of conservation funding will ensure our recreational areas are open and available for folks to enjoy for generations to come. And that's what Representative Austin Scott from Georgia said about his own legislation. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? We're going to take a short break, and you can tell us by dialing 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Line-X Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Line-X Premium Bedliner or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X Spray-On Bedliner. Liner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair go long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Let's talk to David in Kearney. Where's David? David, are you with me? David, hi. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man, that was quick.
What was quick?
I wasn't on hold.
You weren't on hold that long. Okay, what's up, man?
Hey, Pittman-Robertson Act. Yeah, I know all about it, but I would like for everybody to understand about Rocky Gap. Remember, you know, Rocky Gap up there in Allegheny County?
Yep.
That was purchased, and that was a nice camping, hunting place, and guess what they did with it?
Well, it's a state park. It wasn't a wildlife management area. There's a difference.
Yeah, parts of it was.
Okay.
A lot of that area was. And they turned it into a gambling casino and a golf course now.
That's true. That's true. So absolutely.
I just wanted to, you know, somehow our politicians can screw stuff up like that.
Well, sure they can. Absolutely. Are you a hunter, David?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you ever seen our magazine, Maryland Hunting Quarterly?
I I live right down here in Kearney, and I go to the battery warehouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't got your last issue.
Well, I just delivered them the other day. They'll get there.
Okay, cool. All right.
They'll get there. We have a session summary in there for the Maryland's hunting community from the General Assembly, written by our advocate, Bill Miles. And you'll see the machinations of how things happen politically as you read through that fairly lengthy article. And if you want to find it online, it's it's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read the whole thing there. It's a pretty interesting story.
One question for you on your email address.
Yeah, Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com.
Is it Ellis with two L's?
That's my last name.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. Make sure you put the S on the end.
All right, I'll make sure I do that.
All right.
You have a great morning.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
It's my evening, but it's your morning.
You got it. Have a good weekend. Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Oh, not much. Just tooling around, and nobody was calling, so I figured I'd give you a call.
Oh, I appreciate that. Hey, were you and your daughter putting out estate sale signs last weekend on Ritchie Highway?
Not estate sales, no. But we put signs out on Ritchie Highway.
Yeah, I saw somebody in a black vehicle. There was a young lady driving and a guy that was putting a sign at the end of a median strip down there, right where Route 10 dumps on to 50.
Right.
And I don't know. I thought that might have been you.
Nope, not me.
One of your competitors. One of your competitor bandit signs stickers.
I got a red pickup, so if you ever see me out there, red pickup, little yellow light flashing on top.
No, I got it. All right. Sounds good.
But the question I have.
Yep.
You had a sponsor back during hunting season that was a hunting club.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
What was that?
Well, that was the Upper Bay Gun Club.
That's it. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah. Do you want to join?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yes.
All right, well, give him a call. Here's the number. Call Tom Slavin, or Slavin. On my phone, it's Slavin. He pronounces it Slavin.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
443-309-3788.
Okay. 309-3788.
Yep, 309-3788. 443 now, not 410.
Yes, 443.
Yep.
309-3788.
Yeah, they have, right now they have, I believe, 20 farms for both deer and waterfowl, so give them a call.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I'm a member. I joined last year, Jacob, and I had a couple great hunts on the, goose hunts on the property. Didn't use them for deer hunting, used them for waterfowl.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the first hunt I ever went on with them was a snow goose hunt, and I got my, beautiful blue goose back from Don Travis taxidermy a couple days ago. So
okay.
Yep.
There was something else I wanted to ask, but I've forgotten it.
Now, if you think about it, you can call me next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. You have a wonderful day. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. And happy Memorial Day.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
All right. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Bruce.
I can really appreciate your opening monologue. There isn't anything I can say to add to that. That was perfect. That was excellent. And the other thing is, so I support you. I'm not a hunter. I used to do some fishing, but also I can appreciate what you're doing. And I'm the hiker, the biker, the kayaker occasionally. And you know, in one way, maybe you inspire me to get off my butt and get some of my fishing rods out and start doing some fishing.
There you go. Well, you're out there anyway. Some of those places that you hike and bike and backpack and kayak and birdwatch do have places where you can fish, you know?
Yeah, so a couple other
things. And here's the thing, Bruce.
I'm listening.
Here's the thing. As a hunter and as a shooter, all of us who hunt and shoot have made it possible for you to do some of the hiking and biking and backpacking and kayaking and bird watching on public lands that were purchased by the, these funds that I just talked about.
I agree.
A couple of years ago, a bill was introduced, and I was in on all the meetings and so forth and helped craft some of the legislation a little bit and offered some suggestions and things like that. And this was before I had any kind of formal involvement in that type of thing as, the Maryland Hunting Coalition. But there was a bill that we put forth to increase the cost of a basic hunting license. You would have thought we wanted people to sacrifice their firstborn for $20. Part of that bill would have established a fee for the public who use public lands for hiking, biking, backpacking, kayaking, and bird watching, a user fee to access those properties that were paid for by special funds, wildlife funds, fisheries, restoration funds, and charge them money to participate. And the bill would have passed, except for some intrigue in the final 2 days of the General Assembly, and the opponent who stopped it was a very high-ranking government official with a lot of political influence, and he, in our opinion, betrayed his own people. And I'm not naming any names, but it was a bit of intrigue that was unexpected. And we had that bill. We thought we had that bill passed, and it got stopped in the final 2 days of the General Assembly. But can you imagine what that would have done to improve those areas, those public properties? As far as who knows what it could have done, maybe public restrooms, maybe more patrols for natural resources police to be able to, watch any potential violators and that type of thing. I mean, there was all kinds of good things it could have done. But as it is, hunters pay public benefits.
Well, like I said, I support you as a hunter, and I'm not even a gun owner. And
right.
I fired firearms years ago.
I get it, sure.
And I still support you. But the one thing that I can relate is, I used to complain.
Well, Brett, let me ask you a question. You said it three times. You support me. What do you mean by support me? You support who? Who? What? What do you support?
Well, that's a good question, because too many times people talk, they run their mouths, but then they don't get involved. So,
right.
And I don't want to get in, because I'm a political junkie, and I call my representatives about a lot of stuff.
Well, that's good.
I don't want to get into that. But so I agree with you. Maybe even what one of your events that supports hunters, maybe I'll show up. Who knows?
Since I've been on the air, we've had three. They're just about the last Saturday of every March next year. You can put this on your calendar. Next year, our event is on March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. It's in Westminster. I know you're in Baltimore City. I understand that, but we have people come from all over the state. So I'm putting you on notice now. Mark your calendar for March 17th if you want to support us, if you want to support what the hunting community does in the General Assembly with the aforementioned Sportsman's Legislative Caucus here in Maryland. There you go.
Well, so one last thing. You've really been patient. So the one thing I can relate to, as someone that used to purchase a fishing license at times, I used to complain, well, why do I have to buy a fishing license? But then I realized what the money goes towards Department of Natural Resources and the hatcheries that raise fish and all that involves.
And it involves a lot more than that. You talk about the boots on the ground for all the biologists that are out there every single day doing their surveys, doing their studies. As you said, the hatcheries, a tremendous amount of research gets done there. We've had the hatchery people on. We've had the electrofishing people on. We've had representatives from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service on here all the time, talking about artificial reefs that get placed to enhance fish habitat, talking about the hatchery program, talking about the conservation of largemouth bass in tidal waters, Dr. Joe Love, and talking about the challenges like invasive species, like the snakehead, which is now basically taken over every waterway in the state, the blue catfish, which has expanded its range. We talk about all those types of things that these folks in fisheries and wildlife deal with every day. We have an expanding bear population. We have a deer population that needs to be better managed, and people who have no stake in the game need to shut the hell up and let our game managers manage game. And, and the fisheries program right now, politically, in this is Alan Ellis's personal opinion, I have nothing against those who make their living on the water, but our political system right now is affected more by commercial interest than by recreational interest. And I, again, taking nothing away from the watermen. They're out there working hard. They're buying bait. They're buying fuel to put food on our tables, and we got nothing against them. But the political influence is over the top. So.
And so the last thing, the other thing that really ticks me off, I'm out there hiking somewhere on a meadow in the woods, yeah. And the people that, if you're going out there, take your food wrappers and your trash with you.
Exactly.
And put your flag out there. Anybody's got a flag, put it out there, Memorial Day.
You got it, Bruce.
And say hi to a veteran.
All right, Bruce. Thanks, buddy.
See you.
Bye-bye. Junta to Basura. What's up, brother?
Not much.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. We have Chuck Robertson here with us this morning.
You're talking about Robertson Pittman. I'm Chuck Robertson.
Robertson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Sure you are. You look like one of the Robertsons.
Okay, I get it. I get it now.
Yeah,
I get it now.
Chuck Spoor with us, ladies and gentlemen, from the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters Association. Inside
joke, yes.
The Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
You're looking good.
Thanks. Yeah. I've always wanted to do this with you.
Okay. Oh, on three.
One, two, three.
Well, that's a good coffee. Yeah. I don't know how that became a trademark, I guess, but yeah. Rush Limbaugh. You ever listen to him?
Yeah.
You know, Rushland's papers and stuff from my formerly nicotine-stained fingers or whatever. So.
Hey, it came in this morning because I figured the only way I'm going to get my gun raffle ticket would be to have to see you in person.
Exactly right. It's in the truck. So, yeah, the gun raffle.
Yep.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yep.
We are raffling off. If you go on the website, we haven't sent a newsletter out to the members, and we need to do that. We have 1,000 members in the Maryland Hunting Coalition now. You'd think that would be a good thing. However,
it's not.
Well, it's a great thing.
Not with how many hunters are.
No, the 80,000 hunters. And here's the kicker on that, Chuck. It's free to join.
I know.
It's free. It's free to join our organization, the Maryland Hunting Coalition. All you do is go on a website, sign up. What are we going to do? Harass you? Do you feel like the coalition has harassed you throughout the years?
Not the coalition. You is another story.
I know that. But we don't harass our members. We send out infrequent, irregular newsletters and let people know what's happening during the course of the General Assembly. I don't think we've sent one out since March, but right now is the political giving season. We may ask you to volunteer to send us a couple of bucks, or we may tell you about a raffle or fundraising opportunity or event coming up. And that's all fair and good, but you don't have to pay for the privilege to get that information. And again, it's all voluntary. So we've been able to survive for 3 years.
And the people in the directors and advisors, they're great people.
Oh, yeah, you can meet them online, too, if you want. All the directors and advisors of the advisors are leaders in the hunting community, people like Barry Harden, who runs our website. Barry's a self-employed businessman who builds commercial kitchens, very avid hunter, and very involved with the Quality Deer Management Association and the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest. His expertise in electronics is just amazing. I'll call him. Hey, Barry, I can't get my email on my phone. Here's what you do. Thanks, Barry. Good guy. Lou Compton.
Right.
Who's president of Maryland Bowhunter Society, chairman of the Wildlife Advisory Committee, and runs the Maryland National Archery in the Schools program here in Maryland and I believe Delaware now. He's one of our advisors. Dan Baker, waterfowl guide, decoy carver, deer processor, electrician, and president of the Maryland Fur Trappers Association, also an advisor. Larry Albright, who owns Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, an advisor. Also on the Eastern Shore, Tom Slavin is a director from Upper Bay Gun Club. And Sean Mann, world champion and champion of champion waterfowl caller, also a director. Dave Levitt, recreational hunter, uses a recurve bow in most of his hunting, or a muzzleloader. Doesn't very often get into the shotgun or rifle type of hunting. Now, he does turkey hunt. He does deer hunt. Dave has expertise in the world of restaurants and how they're done and how they're, you know, he's been a trainer and so forth. Laura Rigsby, you know Laura.
I know Laura.
Laura is a director from Frederick, one of our first ones. She is a wizard also with the social media. She runs our social media program on Facebook and so forth.
And she's a huntress.
And she's a huntress, which may lead us into another subject here in a minute. I won't leave anybody out as far as our directors. Dale Gertz is a director. Dale's a home builder in Southern Maryland, co-owns Quality Built Homes, worldwide hunter, just is either there or just got back from his fourth brown bear hunt in Alaska. First three were unsuccessful. Dale's also a bow hunter. At one time, he had the number one Pope and Young non-typical buck here in Maryland back in 2011, I believe. So, anyway, we'll talk a little bit about more of that, but I wanted to make sure I represented everybody pretty well. I'm probably missing a few people, but they're all on the website, and I don't want to leave anybody out. But just in this short span, since you ambushed me with the directors and advisors, I felt compelled to give them credit for what they do and everything else. So they're great, and guess what? They're all volunteers.
Right.
They're all volunteers, as you are. So, all right. When we come back from this break, I'll tell the folks about Clyde's, and we'll come back from the break. We'll launch into what you're here with us for, Mr. Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Clyde's Sports Shop. It is fishing season, it is crabbing season, and it is time for you to get out there and go fishing or crabbing. And where do you get the gear and bait and information and equipment and everything involved in fishing and crabbing? Well, that would be one place here in Baltimore, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They've got the stackable crab traps and the nets and the trot lines and the hand cords and the seasoning and the steamers and the chicken necks and all the bait you need for crabbing. Same with fishing. They've got the rods and reels and lures. They got the line. They got 24-hour fishing hotline at 247-3474. They've got anything and everything you could need, want, or imagine for those two endeavors, not to mention the hunting and shooting part. Fishing, crabbing, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Websites, clydesports.com. Phone number, 410-242-6108.
One round of rain will develop as we start off this Memorial Day weekend. The second round as we head through Memorial Day on Monday. If you're going to be out during this morning and afternoon, expect a cloudy sky and also the potential for some scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. The high today, 71 degrees. Rain will taper off through the evening hours with an overnight low of 57. And then a partly to mostly cloudy Sunday tomorrow with a high warming to 77. And even warmer Memorial Day with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high Monday close to 80. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Dragon Line, early in the morning. Good morning, Dr. John. How are you?
We're wonderful.
Good.
Hello, John.
Hi, Chuck.
Dr. John Broad and Chuck Sporer here. Why don't, Chuck, you introduce Dr. John to us and let us know who's on the line here with us.
Right. Dr. John Broad is the president of the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. He's out in Indiana calling in this morning. We have a little special subject we wanted to talk about a little bit.
Okay,
morning.
What are we talking about?
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Okay,
all right. What part of the hunting population from 2005 to 2011 increased 25%?
It wasn't men over 50. I'm going to say it was women.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. How about that? Okay. Yeah.
And then, Darren, the next one's going to be what population makes up 11% of the hunters? Women.
Women.
Yes.
Women. Thanks for the hint.
Yeah,
well,
women.
Okay.
And
11%, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was going to ask you recognize these names I'm going to read off right now, like Tiffany and Vicky and Kendall and Ava.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Rigsby.
all but four out of five of those are famous television stars. However,
Laura's famous in her own up.
However, Laura did do a commercial for Walmart in Washington, D.C., so, and she was on Rachel Ray television show. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got a couple more names for you.
Go ahead.
Have you heard these names? Teresa Broad.
No.
Lori Bergen.
No.
Nan Snyder.
No.
They're physically challenged women hunters.
The unsung.
The unsung. That's what John's on the phone with us this morning.
Okay, good. Well, John, unfortunately, we're coming up here on the end of the first hour, and we're going to cover this subject broadly the second hour, so we thank you for joining us a little bit early here. Give us a thumbnail of the percentage of female disabled bow hunters that are in your organization and Chuck's organization, the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America.
Our active roster currently is 830.
Okay.
Of the 830, we have a whopping 7 women that are active in our organization as bow huntresses.
Wow. So you're not up to the 11% yet.
No. And I think part of that, Alan, is women that are physically challenged are not encouraged as much as youth and men to get back out there and go hunting again. But I'll tell you, I've got my sidekick with me today, my alligator bait.
You remember that, Alan? Remember that, Alan?
Yeah, I do.
He's here with me today, and she'll have a story to tell as we get into this.
Sure. Well, Dr. John, I think you may already be in trouble, but that's okay. That's you're in Indiana. We can't hear the screams or see the bloodshed here, so we're okay. So
yes, no.
So 11 women out of 850 members. Yeah, I think it's
seven. I think you said
seven. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I was going with the 11% thing. So, well, you know, there are women who enjoy the outdoors. There are women who are physically challenged. There are women who could benefit from the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. And, you know, you don't discriminate as far as what type of equipment someone wants to use. And I know, you know, it's sometimes darn near impossible for a physically challenged person to use a regular compound or a recurve traditional bow. So you guys, I'm sure, encourage the use of crossbows because it does afford an opportunity, correct?
Correct, and that's it in a nutshell. Excuse me, I'm having a little cough here.
That's all right.
If you're an archer enthusiast, and you just want to get out and shoot targets,
yeah,
but you don't have the proper adaptive equipment or the means to do it, that's what we're here for. We're going to help you find that equipment, get set up, and get out there and enjoy archery like we do.
All right, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Give your website. We'll go to a break. We'll go to our break between the hours for the news and stay on the line, and we'll come back and we'll discuss this for a full hour or for as long as you care to stay. How's that sound?
That'll work.
What's the website?
I'm at the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America-Inc.org.
Okay, the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America -inc.org. Got it. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be. What'd you say?
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of
ring fire. Of fire. Dr. John Broad with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America is with us on the line, and we're, of course, we're running out of time. There's the music. John, you have Mrs. Broad with you, and we're going to take a break. We've got to get out of here for a few minutes to make way for the news. Chuck Spoor is with us in studio. We're talking about physically challenged women in hunting. Does that pretty much sum it up there, Chuck and Dr. John? Very good. Well, we'll be back with more of that, more of you guys here after the news. And it's time for me now to say get out, stay out, and stay safe.